And for the last time this year, time now for your letters. We spoke last week with A.J. Jacobs, an editor with Esquire magazine, about his efforts to read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica. Denny Yarrow of the Internet wondered, is that guy reading the Micropedia and the Macropedia, or is he a slacker? Well, A.J. Jacobs is no slacker. He's reading both the Micropedia and the Macropedia, 33,000 pages in all. Lynette Gillespie of the Internet wrote to say that Mr. Jacobs misinterpreted the Norwegian warriors known as berserkers when he said that they fought in the nude. Ms. Gillespie says, we looked up the word and found that berserkers fought wearing bearskins, B-E-A-R, not bearskinned. Well, our edition of Britannica says, quote, it is unclear whether the berserker warriors wore bear and wolf skins into battle or fought naked. Tapestries and other sources represent both possibilities. When given a choice on the show between nude and not nude, we always err on the side of the nude. And speaking of nudity, annoying music man Jim Nader appeared last week on the program with Songs for Christmas. Many of you wrote in about that. George Bennett of Clifton, Virginia, wondered if, quote, the Jewish and former Catholic hosts could have lampooned something other than Christmas music. And John Reformat of Rochester, New York, wonders, would you play parodies ridiculing Hanukkah or Kwanzaa? Somehow I think not. Well, somehow I think we have. On December 16, 2000, Jim Nader did bring us a special song for Hanukkah.
Hanukkah comes, but once a year. And when it does, you know it's here.
Weekend Edition is an equal opportunity offender. Finally, last week we brought you parts of U.S. government radio broadcast to the people of Iraq. They included this song. We identified the song as At Last, but were unable to identify the singer. However, we trusted that someone listening would know. Marilyn Gardner of Anchorage, Alaska said, I've got three of her CDs. Her name is Eva Cassidy. Bob Stevens of the Internet said that it might have been Jennifer Garner. It sure sounds like Etta James to me, said Jeff Reynolds of the Internet. Well, thanks to everyone for playing our game, but Barbara Breen, also of the Internet, was the only person to correctly identify this singer. It is Celine Dion singing on her newest album, A New Day Has Come. Congratulations, Ms. Bream. You've won Dan Shore's voice on your answering machine. And with all respect to French Canada Chanteuse, let us hear the song as it was sung by the woman who first made it famous, the great Etta James.
And here we are in heaven. For you are mine.
We read all of your letters here. You can reach us at wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.